And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
The living brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is something old, something new. Each of my guests is in an industry that's old, but somehow it's new again. My first guest took an old idea, the encyclopedia, that's been around since the 1700s, and he brought it into the 21st century. He is the founder of Wikipedia. We discussed the many ways in which Wikipedia is superior to an old-fashioned encyclopedia. My second guest is a wide receiver from Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers. No, not Super Bowl 45 champions, but Super Bowls 1 and 2. We talked about what it means to win a Super Bowl. We talked about Vince Lombardi and what it means to return the Lombardi Trophy to Green Bay. My next guest takes matchmaking, which is an old occupation, and brought it into the 21st century. Increasingly, time-starved people are finding it harder and harder to meet that special someone. My guest is Ventura County's own matchmaker with over 1,400 marriages to her credit. We're going to talk about how to survive Valentine's Day effortlessly. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Julie Furman is a matchmaker, dating industry consultant, media personality, speaker, writer, and the founder of Cupid's Coach. She began the company back in December of 2000. Since then, she's helped literally thousands of men and women find romance and meaningful relationships in Ventura County and across the United States. Julie's passion is bringing people together. She values above all the human connections, life-touching lives. She knows the love business. She has degrees in both psychology and human sexuality, and she's a media star, too. Welcome to the show, Julie. How are you today?
Well, I'm just great, Billy the Brain. Thanks for having me.
Well, we had to have you on this week because your biggest day is coming up on Monday. And of course, that's Valentine's Day. Then, of course, Valentine's Day means different things to men and different things to women. And strictly speaking, this is an editorial comment right now, I view Valentine's Day as kind of a holiday that was fabricated by the greeting card companies to sell more cards, but that's just my opinion. I'm not alone, though, as a man. I'm not alone in my feelings towards Valentine's Day, because most men view the holiday with a variety of emotions, dread, disdain, anxiety, just to name a few. So talk to us about men and women's approach to Valentine's Day. They're different. So why do we approach them differently, and why is it important to understand the differences between genders towards this holiday?
Well, I'm so glad you're addressing it, because I really like to help men stay out of the doghouse on Valentine's Day, and I like to help women help their men stay out of the doghouse. So what's really important is for a couple, him to know, does it matter to her? Does she care about this ridiculous holiday? And for her to know, does my honey really care about it? And if it means more to her than it means to him to have his love expressed to her in certain ways on Valentine's Day, she needs to let him know how to win with her. She needs to let him know how to make her happy. This goes from Valentine's Day to every day of the year to what happens in the bedroom. A woman needs to let her guy know how to win with her. And just got off the phone with a client who seems to think that you know, guys should just know what to do. I like a man with a plan, so shouldn't he know that? Well, no, not necessarily. Men these days, they don't know what to do, because some of the women want the guy to step up to the plate and court her and woo her and pay for her dinner, and other women are snapping his head off for, even trying to open a door for her. So the secret is, so that we don't emasculate our men and make them run away from us with their tails between their legs, is for us to let them know how to make us happy. So you want to hear how we do it in the Furman household?
How do you do it at home?
I've been married to Mr. Furman for 20 years. Some would say he's the least romantic man on the planet. I know for a fact that this is not a guy who's going to run out to Kay's Jewelers and get me. Who's your favorite jeweler right now? Who's advertising with KKZZ?
Right now, we don't have any jewelers advertising with us. We need some, but go on.
All right. I was trying to give a plug.
Thank you for that shameless plug, but move on.
All right. So let's just say my honey is not going to go to the jewelry store and pick me up a beautiful diamond heart necklace for Valentine's Day. He is not going to order me a $60 bouquet of roses. He's not going to do any of that. But you know what he does every single day?
What's that?
He makes me my egg white omelet in the morning. He gives me food. He feeds me. I want everybody to run out and get the book, The Five Love Languages. I can't remember if it's Chapman or Gottman, but it's a great book, and it's about how to let your honey know what matters to you. So some women really need to hear the I love you. Some women really want to get that card that's thoughtfully written, or at least carefully selected at Hallmark. Some women really want a gift. Some women want for him to take an evening off and go out and have a dinner and really court her and rose petals on the bed, all that kind of stuff. We got to let our guys know what's going to work for us and set them up for success. My sister does it this way. Well, for Valentine's Day, I didn't finish. What I'm going to do for my honey is I'm going to let him know what I really want. And for me, it's real simple. A few pairs of hanky-panky underpants is going to work for me.
Okay.
He knows. I need them every year.
Some exciting lingerie, and that's what does it at the Furman household.
Just really simple. And one of my other clients is in a new relationship, and she just loves it when he cooks for her. So he didn't know what to do. It's a new relationship, and she said, I'll be really easy. This Valentine's Day, if you want to do something special, make me one of those wonderful meals. And he was so relieved that he knows what to do to make her happy. So women, don't expect your guys to read your mind. Let him know how to win with you. My sister has, she goes online and she finds things that she would love to have, and she makes her little wish list, and then she just makes sure, she leaves it on a little sticky, just in case you wanted to know what would make me happy for Valentine's Day or my upcoming birthday. Any of these would be mind-blowing for me. And then she set him up for success. It may seem unromantic, but I think what's far more unromantic is when the guy's guessing. And he goes out, and what my husband did the first year, he went out and got me a bottle of Shalimar perfume because some girl in his history, he liked that she wore Shalimar. Well, it's just not the right perfume for me, and I didn't like it, and I wouldn't wear it. And so then he's like, well, I'm never buying her another gift again.
And it goes in a vicious spiral. We're talking to Julie Furman, everybody, Cupid's coach. We're talking about the impending Valentine's Day on Monday and some things that we can do. Julie, I like what you have to say. Set the man up for success so that he has the highest probability of success. My wife clips pictures out of magazines and gives me pictures because I need photographic evidence of what I'm going out to get. But the reality is that communication that you're talking about, asking what's important, finding out what's going to please you, that changes over time as well. And what may have been very important as a newlywed might not be so important as you get into the middle years. So talk to us about that. How do you keep the communications going? How do you keep that freshness going for your holiday giving on Valentine's Day?
Well, it's a great question, and you're absolutely right. As a relationship matures, certain things become more or less important, whereas when you're a brand-new couple, maybe they have sex every day. Maybe they have sex every time they see each other. Maybe it's three times a day. Well, it might not be that way 20 years into the relationship, but that's not to say that there shouldn't be a really wonderful, intimate encounter happening that's very memorable, even if it's less frequent. So one of the secrets to having a really successful long-term relationship is to sit down with each other and do some deal-making. You look at the parts of the relationship that you love the most, and then you also look at the parts of the relationship that are most challenging. The parts that you love the most, do more of that. And so, for example, one of our couples that we did some coaching with, her favorite thing is when they have a date night, even though they've been together for years. If they go out and have a date night and it's well planned, and sometimes it's a mystery date, sometimes he'll plan it, sometimes she'll plan it. So one of the deals they made was once a month they're going to get out and they're going to do that. And one month he'll plan it, next month she'll plan it, and they just block their schedules out, and she tells him just what to wear and what time to be free. And it keeps really the juices flowing in the relationship. On the other hand, one of the deals that my husband and I made had to do with the way mornings were going. I was stressed out because I was working full-time, and I had to deal with getting the kids up and fed and ready for school. And we sat down about it. It was one of the friction points in our relationship. And somehow we came up with the solution that, hey, you know what? In the mornings, Gil's going to do that stuff. So now guess who's in charge of the kitchen in the morning? And guess why I get my egg white omelet? Because he agreed to step up to the plate and alleviate that friction point. And then there are other things that I did to make him happier. You know, he really wanted to be able to go out and do his once a month thing with the guys and just stay up until all hours of the morning, drinking, smoking, doing whatever guys do. And I said, okay, that's definitely fair trade, no problem. So that's a little bit more about how to do that with a couple.
All right. We're talking to Julie Furman, Cupid's coach, everybody. And Julie, I'm going to change subjects just a little bit here because you and I are contemporaries. We're in the same age range there. And so I want to ask you, how has dating changed since you and I were in the dating pool?
Wow. It's changing so quickly. One of the things that's really causing some challenges for people out there is our communication devices, these little PDAs we carry around, our Blackberries and smartphones and iPhones. Well, women sometimes don't like it if the first contact she gets from a guy who's interested in her is by text message. It's been said that men fall in love through their eyes and women fall in love through their ears. And I find that for men of all ages, if they want to make a good first impression on a woman, they should pick up the phone and they should call her. And if she doesn't pick up, leave a nice, sweet voicemail message asking for a return call. Don't text her. It's one thing if you're in a fraternity age. You know, if you're in college and you're at UCSB and, you know, there's a party on Saturday night and you send somebody a text message, hey, you want to meet me over at the, you know, Fidel party, whatever it is. It's not that way for people who are 30, 35, 40, 50, 60. Don't send a text message. Just one of those little things that's tripping people up. There's so many missed communications, and what's most important is if you've got somebody you're interested in, get them on that first date. Get face-to-face in a no-pressure environment and see if there's a connection, common values and attraction level, all of that.
Very sound advice from Julie Furman, Cupid's coach. Now, Julie, as I said at the outset, you are a media celebrity. You're a media personality. Not only are you here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain, but you're all over the media. I think I recently saw you on Dr. Phil. Tell me about that.
Oh, it's really fun. There's a series on Dr. Phil right now called The Dr. Phil Housewives, and you can go online and just look it up on Dr. Phil's websites and see some of the snippets from it. I've been hired as the matchmaker to work with two of the women on this show who are experiencing challenges with their personal lives. So I'm matchmaking for one of them and doing dating coaching for another. So this upcoming Tuesday will be on again, the Dr. Phil Housewives. So that's been great. And there was just this wonderful article in the LA Times this last Sunday about our success story couples and how they met. It was a story about couples that got together through personal matchmaking. So Cupid's Coach was the featured company. So that was really fun. And then Ventana Magazine is out right now. And we're right on the cover. So great people. Fabulous man came to my office yesterday, and I totally fell in love with him. Almost made me want to be single again. And he lives right in Ventura, and he is a magnificent man. So any ladies who are listening, you want access to some really wonderful men, what you do is get registered with me. Even if you're not spending a dime, that way I can find you when I'm searching for this incredible man. So it's just cupidscoach.com.
All right, so go to cupidscoach.com. Actually, dive into that a little bit deeper for us, Julie, and talk to us about that, because you have different levels. You mentioned that it's free to sign up and become part of the registry, if you will. But if people not only want to sign up for the registry, want to know a little bit more about your service, how does your service work?
Well, it's real simple. Anybody can be registered, both men and women. It's free and it's private. So it's not like an online dating site where you would be browsed and you're sort of out there and your neighbors would know you're on the site. It's private. So only my matchmakers and I are the ones who have access to the entire community. So first step is just go to the site, cupidscoach.com. There's an S in there. And register. And you'll need to load some photos and tell us all about who you are and the type of person you'd like to meet. And then when we're searching for our clients, we'll be able to find you. That's the first level. And then if you're interested in the possibility of hiring a personal matchmaker, you can schedule a time to come out and meet with us. We have a Westlake Village office and a West LA office. And we'll help you determine if it's a good investment, if it's a smart move. Now, everybody always wants to know, what does it cost? And the answer to that question is, it depends a bunch. It depends on how easy or challenging the search will be. So if I'm meeting with a man who's 65 years old and he wants to date a 30-year-old, that's a really expensive search because I don't know very many 30-year-olds who want to go out with a 65-year-old man. I met with a woman the other day who's 62 and she wants to date a 45-year-old. Well,
ooh.
You know, that's I don't know very many 45-year-old men who really want to have a long-term relationship with a woman 15 years older. So that's a special search and it costs more money. If somebody gives me the requirement, well, he needs to make $1 million a year. Well, that's a different kind of a search. So we don't know that till we get a chance to know the person and the type of candidates they're looking to meet. So anything from spending nothing to spending a whole bunch and everything in between, that's what we do at Cupid's Coach.
All right, Julie. Now, that makes sense. But it also gives you exposure to the desires and the dreams of both men and women that come to your service and that take you up on that. So what are some of the differences that you see between your male clients and how they approach your service compared to your female clients and how they approach your service?
Yeah, good questions. men are extremely visual, and as much as we would love to fight that and resist it and change it, I'm not interested in changing biology. So what I've learned about men in the 20 years I've been a personal matchmaker is that if he is not attracted, he is not going to step up to the plate and court this particular woman. So what I encourage women to do is give the guys who are courting them, pursuing them, open to meeting them, open to seeing them again, give those guys a shot. The women who are failing miserably in the world of dating are typically the ones who are on the sidelines being super picky, fussy, judgmental, critical, finding fault and finding flaws in the men who are available to them. And that judgmental, critical kind of a vibe is a real turnoff to men. So the best thing women can do is keep a smile on their face, make sure that they have a light, airy, playful, positive vibe with every man they have a chance to date and out there in the world, so the right men will gravitate toward them. And pay attention and give a shot to the men who are actually interested instead of picking a guy out from a lineup and trying to get him to say yes.
All right. We're talking to Julie Furman, Cupid's coach, right here in Ventura County. And Julie, with Valentine's Day approaching rapidly, people want to learn more about your service, maybe like what you have to say. Where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They go to cupidscoach.com. It's CupidsCoach.com. And you could even just look up Ventura County Matchmaker on Google, and you'll probably find Cupid's Coach. So that's the first thing to do is get registered. We have a party, too. You want me to tell you about the event we're doing?
Very quickly. You've got 10 seconds.
Sure. It's in Santa Monica on February 13th. If they want to make the drive, it's on the Cupid's Coach website under events.
All right. Check for it there on cupidscoach.com. Julie, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay. Thanks.
All righty.